Questions?
Okay, let's begin doing more questions, then we'll see the what? Then we'll see the sugya, start the new sugya, and we'll lean out or finish up the questions tomorrow. So let's continue, we'll do piecemeal to what we're... Steve.
Hey, look, that's good.
Okay, let's begin. Run number 9. Here we go. Number 9 in the questions. What do we say on the din of hekesh? What do we say on the concept of hekesh? What is a hekesh? So we said that, Rav Huna said that chuppas kona, the Mekadosh with Kesher Starobia. What does Rav Huna hold? A fourth one. What's the fourth one? What's the fourth one that Rav Huna holds? Chuppah is Kona. Yes? So, the question that was asked by Rava, one of the first two questions was, we should require what? How many should we require?
Question.
You should have four in the Mishnah, not three. So he answered that by saying, Abai save Rav Huna, by saying only things that are written explicitly in the Torah, did the Mishnah list. Things that are not written explicitly in the Torah, the Mishnah did not list. Therefore, since Chuppah is based on a Kavachomer, and a Kavachomer is one of the Yudgimel Midos in the Torah, but it's not considered written Beferish, therefore, it didn't make the Mishnah. However, we pointed out, what's the Marker of Shtar? What's the Marker of Shtar Kedushin? What's the Marker of Shtar Kedushin? The Hekish between what? Get and Shtar Kedushin. Makish Avaya Liatziah. So you see from the Gemara that a Hekish is not considered to be what? Hekish is considered to be before Shmukra. Is considered to be before Shmukra. A Kavachomer is not, but a Hekish is. That's what you see from the Gemara. That's what the Shita Nonoda Lamid pointed out. Okay? That a Hekish Lamaisa is written, considered to be before Shmukra. Okay? That is why Kesef Shtar and what? Kesef Shtar Rubia made the Mishnah. Shtar makes the Mishnah. Shtar is based on a Hekish. A Hekish is considered to be Mefurish Bikra. That's what we said. The Rashbeit said a Hekish is not listed amongst the Yigil Mol Mido Shatur and the Drashim Behen because a Hekish is considered as it's written in the Torah. It's considered to be Gufa Torah. Moreover, what do we say? Kesef. What's Kesef? What's the marker of Kesef? Kesef is also written explicitly in the Torah. Against who? Against Rashi's Rebbeim. Rashi's Rebbeim said that Kesef is Divrei Sofrim, so the Rambam wrote Kesef Medivrei Sofrim. But what did the Kesef Mishnah say the Medivrei Sofrim meant? What do we say the Kesef Mishnah said Medivrei Sofrim meant? That it was not Mefurish Bikra. That it was not Mefurish Bikra. Okay? So why is Kinyan Shtar called Minatora? Because again, Hekish Lamaisa is considered to be what? Is considered to be Halach Lamaisa, the Mefurish Bikra, or we learn Shtar from Naor Marasa, that she becomes Mekudesh Aliday Shtar. So the answer to number 9 is what we said about Hekesh was that Hekesh is considered to be Mefurish Bekra. That's why Shtar makes the Mishnah, whereas Chuppah, which is based on Kal Vachomer, did not make the Mishnah because that's Shlosh Esrei Midos. And then we just pointed out that Kesef, Halacha Lamaisa, is considered to be Divrei Sofrim by the Rabbos of Shorashi and the Rambam. And one shot in Divrei Sofrim is that it's Mefurish, that it's Diraisa, but it's not Mefurish Bekra. We said, according to Rav Shmuel Tal, one of my Rebbeim, Divrei Sofrim always means the Rabbanon. So Kesef would only work with the Rabbanon. We said that Shtar either comes from Hekish, or it comes from what? Comes from Naarim Urasa that become a Kodesh through a Shtar. Okay, that answers number 9. 10. What did the Ran say in the Darn regarding Kedushin? Let's get it. The Ran said that the woman is like chattel. She's mafka herself to the husband. Bottom line, Halacha Lamaisa, she's maskim to Kedusha Yi, she's mavatl or das, she makes herself like Hefker, and the Baal brings her into his Rishus. And that's why we said, Halacha Lamaisa, that when the woman does the Nesina and the Amira, it's bad Kedushin. Because the Torah says, Ki yikach ish isha, not silakach ishal ish. She cannot be taken to the man. The man has to take her. And therefore, if the man must do the Amira and the Nesina, if the woman does the Amira and Nesina, forget about it. Because the concept is that she's machner herself, she's considered to be like Hefker. And therefore, she's like Hefker, and the man brings her into his Rishus. Okay, good. That's number 10. 11. Who is cholik on this? Who argued on this concept? Let's get it, Daniel. Who's cholik on this? The Stipler writes that Tosus and Ksubis on the Nechassim and Beis argues and says, no, a woman does machner herself to the husband. She doesn't make herself chattel and hefker, and the husband just takes her. No, she actually plays an active role by her being machner herself to him. So that's what I said. Who's cholik on that? Tosing Subis, Nun Chesim and Beis argues on the Ran and the Darim, and then says she's makna herself to the husband. Nun Chesim and Beis. That's 11. 12.
11.
That was 11. 12. Who are the 2 days in the Gemara like Abay Nasanu Vamrahi? On Ham and Beis. If he gives the money and she does the Amira, what's the din? 2 days in the Gemara. First day in the Gemara says it's a bad Kedushin. Vadai lo avi Kedushin. Second day in the Gemara says it's a Safek v'chashinim midrabanan. Safek v'chashinim midrabanan. Those are the two Lashonas in the Gemara. That answers number 12. 13. What's the Chiddush of Taisus Lagabi Nasna v'Nasna he v'Amar hu? Nasna he v'Amar hu. So Taisus pointed out a beautiful Chiddush. Please get it. He said that the Gemara, the Brisa, left out one of the four permutations, and that was the one where she gives and he says. Why did the Gemara leave it out? Because sometimes it's good in the case of Adam Chashev. Where she gives money to the Adam Chashev, he gives her back esoteric hana because she's so happy that he accepted her gift. And when he gives her that esoteric hana, he says, Arab Kadesh is Lee. So therefore, since sometimes it's good, Adam Chashev, we didn't want to teach that case because the Mishnah, the Brice only taught cases where it was only psak din, where it was one way and one way alone. The case of Nasan he Vamaru is sometimes good in the case of Adam Chashev. So that's why the Brice did not what? Did not include it. That answers number 13. 14. What's the Chiddush of the Atzmas Yosef? What's the Chiddush of the Atzmas Yosef? What's the Chiddush of the Atzmas Yosef? The Atzmas Yosef said an amazing Chiddush that I told my nephew on Thanksgiving. He couldn't believe it, Labais. He was learning Kiddush. But I told him this Chiddush of the Atzmas Yosef. What does the Atzmas Yosef say? Amazing. He says, you know what? It must be that the Brisa is also talking about Adam Chashev. And what that means is as follows. That means in the case of Nasna Hu, okay, please get it. This Atzmas Yosef's Chiddush. In the case of Nasna Hu, Nasna Hi, V'Amar Hu, if it's an Adam Chashev, what's the din? Halach Lamaisa, says the Atzmas Yosef, it's what? It's never good. It's never good. The three cases mentioned in the Brisa are always the same. See? And therefore, it's even talking about a case of Adam Chashev. So in a case, please get it, of Nasnehi v'Amrehi, again, Nasnehi v'Amrehi, double. She does both. She gives and she says. In a case of Adam Chashev, what's the din? No Kedushin, even by an Adam Chashev. That's what the Atzmas Yosef's Kiddush was. So let's repeat it so we get it clearly. Again, he said that Tosfos said that fourth case is not listed because when it's an Adam Chashev, it's a different din. That implies that all the cases in the Brisa, the din is the same, even by Adam Chashev. So when she does both, Nasnehi v'Amrehi, even if it's an Adam Chashev, it is bad. And who's that against? The Chalkos Mechokek. The Chalkos Mechokek said Beferish is a Suffolk Kedushin. And Rabbi Kivegos Madaik that from the Drisha and the Shita Satur. Okay? So we said that's a tremendous machlokus, and we said the truth of the matter is, if she's doing everything, that's a problem of Kiyikach. The husband's got to do at least something. I don't care if it's an Adam Chashev. Taisa says it's a complete zero. Nothing. Halach Lamais. That was one of the svaras that we said for Taisa, why it's not considered to be good. Halach Lamais, because she's doing everything. I don't care if it's an Adam Chashev. It's not going to be good at all. Halach Lamais. Okay? And we said that was one svara. The other svara was, is you at least you have to say something. If you don't say anything, then how do you know you agree to it? Halach Lamais. You have to say something where it's got to be medaber. Then she gets some hana. If he's mekabel without saying anything to her, then how do you know it's considered to be in the sinit? How do you know it's considered to be in the sinit? Adam Chashev's good is when he speaks to her and he says, the hana that I gave you is good. How do you know there was any hana here at all? He didn't speak to her at all. That's another svara why we said it wasn't good. So please get that. Very important chiddush. Again, 14 is, summarizing 14 is, the Chiddush Atzmas Yosef is and Tosfos is, that in the case of Nasnehu V'Amrehi, where she does both, even if it's an Amchashev, it's a zero. Against the Chalkos Mechokek, who says it's a Safek Kedushin. And the reason why it's a zero according to Tosfos is because Kiyikach means he's got to do something. She's doing both, forget about it. Number two is, how do you know that there's a Nesinus Kedushinu if he doesn't speak to her about it? She did everything. So if she did anything, how do you know that he's trying to give her Hanah back? And with that hana, he's trying to be Makadosher. You don't know what he's thinking. He's got to say something. So practically, it's a problem. halacha lamaisa. Okay. Practically, it's considered to be a... we also said a third svara by Nassan. We didn't impose the rabbinic chumrah. The rabbinic chumrah by Nassan Heev, Amrihi, they had no chumrah. The rabbinic didn't impose a chumrah even by an Adam Chashim. So we said three svaras why it's not a good kedushin. By Nassan Heev, Amrihi, by an Adam Chashim. Where she does both. She does the Amir, Nassin and the Amir, it's a nothing. Okay, the answer is 14. 15. Let's go. What's the Shita Sarambam? What's the Shita Sarambam? Shita Sarambam, legabe Sufik. Let's get it. Yaakov, what does the Rambam say? Banasna heev omer who? She what? She gave and he did the Amira. What do we say about that din? Nasna heev omer, nasan who vomer he? What's the din? He did the Nasina, she does the Amira. Nasan who vomer he? The Rambam passed like the second lashon Suffolk. But he left out what word? Chayshinim in the Rabbanan. He left out two words. He just said Suffolk. The Rif took out the word Suffolk and said Chayshinim in the Rabbanan. Remember that? But the Rambam said what? Suffolk. Okay, we got it, Yonah? We got that case? Yes. Nasun hu v'amrihi. The Rambam writes Suffolk. Kedushim. He doesn't say Chayshinim in the Rabbanan. He leaves those two words out. The Rif took out the word Suffolk, it just said Chashinim in the Rabbanan. Really, it's not a good Kiddush at all, we're just Choshesh in the Rabbanan. But the Rambam, the question here is the Rambam. Ram Shita says Suffolk. He doesn't say Chashinim in the Rabbanan. What's the Shita of Rambam? Suffolk D'Iraisa? Midiraisa L'Kula? Midirabbanan L'Chumra? What's the Makor of the Rambam? Lo Yovo Mamzer? B'Kal Hashem? Mamzer vada yasur Torah. Mamzer sufik mutter min Torah. What daf in kedushin? Our mesechta, our home. Our home. Daf ayin dalad amid aleph. Ayin dalad amid aleph. We're learning all the different dafim. Ayin dalad amid aleph. Like a rifle. Vada mamzer yasur Torah sufik mamzer mutter min Torah. Yes? That's the Rambam's marker, he said, in the tshuva. The Shev Shmait said, has three prakim. He says, only by moms is a mutter. Mashra, everywhere else is also like the Rashba. Sufik derises me derises l'chumah, like we always think, like the Rashba. Rambam has this unique shita. Where's the Rambam? Perakesel l'chiyad beis, hilchos tumas meis. Sufik derises me derises l'chumah, midrabanan l'chumah. Yes? So why doesn't the Rambam say chashinim midrabanan here? Nasan huv amrihi, sufik l'chashinim midrabanan. Fits the Rambam like a letter. Not like a letter, like a glove, right? Fits the Rambam like a glove. The Rambam says, why didn't you say Chashinim in the Rabbanan? So what was our Chiddush? Belina, it's going to be on the B'china. Not because our Chiddush, but I happen to like the Chiddush. I told some of the other Rebbeim, they liked it a lot. What does the Nesiva say? The Rambam says, Savik D'Iraisa, Midiraisa L'Kula, Midrabbanan L'Kula, by Yisurim, but by mitzvahs, like shaking a luluf, eating matzah, the Rambam agrees you must be what? Machmir. Until you eat the matzah, until you shake the lulav, you got to keep doing it. By Yisurim is Mekel, not by mitzvahs. What's the Rambam Shita by Kedushin? What do we say in the beginning of the year? Is Kedushin a mitzvah according to the Rambam?
Yes.
If Kedushin's a mitzvah, that's why the Rambam leaves it off. He says Safek. He doesn't say Chashinim Midrabanan. It's a Safek Midya Raisa, L'Chumra. But I thought the Rambam Shita is Safek Yisurim. That's by Yisurim. Kedushin is a mitzvah. That was our Kiddush. Please get it. Let's go, guys. 17. How was the Ran Masber our Gemara? How'd the Ran Masber the Gemara? He said, oh, very easy. Suffik D'Raisa, Midi Raisa L'Kula, Midi Rabban L'Chumra. The Rambam fits like a glove. But the Rambam didn't say it. But the Ran says you can be Masber the Gemara simply. Savik derisim derisim l'kula midrabanan l'chumra. Done. That's the second sheet in the Gemara. That's how the Ran is ma'asbid the Savik in the Gemara. That's 16. 17. 17. What is the sheet that's a riff regarding Safik? What does the riff say? He takes out the word Safik. He says, Nasanu v'amri is a chashinim midrabanan. According to the riff, it's only a chumra midrabanan. That's it. The whole thing is just a chumra midrabanan. According to Shita Sarif. Done deal. The Rif just says it's a chash min Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, it's not a good Kedushin. The Rabbanan were machmer to treat it like a Kedushin. That's it. Plain and simple. Okay? Plain and simple, halacha l'maisa. Now we had, just to answer that, is this a Sveik in Adina or a Safik b'Metzias? We're going to get to that in the question. Okay? We're going to get to that in a question. But just Mahu Shitas Arif in 17 is, I want you to say that he's not Goros the word Safek, it's Chashinim in the Rabbana, it's not a good Kedushin, but in the Rabbana we're Machmer. That's the Shitas Arif. Okay? All right. We'll chazer the whole Cheshbon on the Arif another time, Lamaisa. But that's what I want you to know for 17. 18. What's the Chiddush of the Rash B'Legabi Amira B'Kedushin? What is the source of Amira? We said Rash is the same Shitas. Where did Amira come from? Ki Yikach. Not just physically take her and give her a ring, but you must say it as well. It flows from Kiyikach. Rashi Ramadaik too as well. That's the formal approach to Amira. Not just practically to make sure we know what's going on. That's the formal approach to Amira. It flows from Kiyikach. That's 18. 19. What do we say regarding Aidim? Bikiyum Advarim. Bikiyum Advar. So we said that according to the Stipler, according to Shitas Arashba, at least we said, please get it. According to Shitas Arashba, if the Edim don't know it's flying, if they don't know they're doing Kedushin, then it's not Edis L'Kiyum Adover. That's why the Rashba said, Halach L'Mais, the Edim don't know they're Mesupuk, maybe he's giving it L'Shem Matana. Okay? Maybe they're giving it L'Shem Matana. He's not speaking, then how do I know that he's doing it L'Shem Kedushin? So please get that down. The Rashba says they're not Edis L'Kiyum Adover. They are not Edis L'Kiyum HaDavar if they don't know what's going on. And the Stipler said no. All the other Rishonim argue and say as long as the Edim see a Maisa, they see a Safek Kedushin, that registers the mandate as Edei Kiyum. That registers the mandate as Edei Kiyum. As long as they see a Maisa and it's a Safek Kedushin, that's considered to be good. That's not a Chisaron in Edis L'Kiyum HaDavar. So we said, isn't that a steer in the Rashba? I thought Amira came from Kiyikach. And now the Rashba says it's coming from what? It's a manifestation of what? Edus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Which is it? So Reb Naftali Trump said, of course Kiyikach tells me there's a din of what? There's a din of Amira. That he's got to activate the Kedushin. Once you know that he's got to activate the Kedushin, there has to be Edim on that activation. And therefore, when she does the Amira, there's a Chisaron in that what? In that activation. Okay? So it's not a steer at all in the Rashba. So please get that. The Rashba says, if you ate him, don't know it's fine, it's concerned, it's a cumulative. Stipler says, no. Rav Rishonim says, as long as they ate him, see a mice, it's fine. Not a problem at all. But I thought the Rashba said, Kiyikach is the marker for Amira. Now you're telling me that Amira is needed for Edis L'Kiyum. It's both, says the Reb Naftali. Once you say Kiyikach, that he's got to play a role, there has to be Edim that he is actually activating the Kedushin. Okay, that's 19. And lastly, number 20. What is the difference between Sveik Adinin and Safek B'Metzias? Please get the difference. What is a Sveik Adinin? I don't know how to paskin. We don't know which sheet to follow. That's called a Sveik Adinin. What's a Safek B'Metzias? Safek B'Metzias is I don't know whether she's married or not. I simply don't know whether she's married. So we said, in this case of Nasanu Vamrihi, you could say it in one of two ways. One way of saying it is, I don't know what his kavana was. What is that called? That's called a suffix what? That's called a suffix b'metzias. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what he meant. Was he nisratzel the kedushin or not? That's called a suffix what? B'metzias. What's a sveik adedina? How do we what? How do we paskin? That is the difference. Now a chazaka, Pashup Shat, which is presumption, can answer which Suffolk? Suffolk B'Metzias. I mean, I don't know if this is a Kedushin or not. We'll go on your presumptive status that she's single. But a Sveik Adedina, what kind of presumptive status helps you how to paskin? Even though we had a whole mile, which we'll chazer the next time we chazer, when we did that on Sunday, the Cheshbon of the Rif, but the Pashut Svar is that Chazaka can only resolve a what? A Suffolk B'Metzias. Sveik Adedina. How can that presumptive status tell me how to paskin like which posek? Very difficult. Okay, Elon, you got me? That's the svara. Okay, good. Let's start the new sugya, guys. Okay, let's start the new sugya. Okay, let's go. I want to motivate everyone. What's today's date? Pearl Harbor Day, no?
Yes, I'm not.
We have almost 3 weeks, guys. I really plead with you. I think everyone's midterms are done. I want everyone to try their best effort to finish. Even if it's not done. I want everyone to finish coming to Seder, coming to Shir. And certainly I ask of you, certainly I ask of you, not to do it lechachila. Do you understand what I mean by lechachila? What do I mean by lechachila? That you're going to go to sleep at 11 o'clock and you have a good night's sleep because you know you're going to take off Seder or Shir. That for sure is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. I want you guys to learn as much as possible here. And be involved in the Torah. And to grow and blossom in the Torah. That's what I want from you. You can take this Shir for credit, you get an A. It's easy. 3 points in your GPA. This is what I want you to do. Okay? All right, let's begin the next sugya. It's a fascinating sugya. Very fascinating. And it touches upon the halach of ribbis as well. Okay? Let's see the Gemara. Okay? Avi, go ahead. Read the Gemara here. Vavam and Beis. Amar Abai. This sugya actually appears in one other place in Kedushin, and that place is Daf Mem Zayin and Beis. Okay? So I want you to note, it happens to be, I brought my other Gemara in, because this one doesn't go all the way up to I think it's Mem Zayin. In this Gemara on Vav and Beis, it's Abaye, okay? On Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph, it's Rav. You guys have Mem Zayin? Just take a quick look at it first, okay? You know, Rav was a first generation Amora, okay? Rav is a first generation Amora. And what I said to you guys, the guys here, I'm really mostly not speaking to you guys. I'm speaking to also motivate the other guys. Not to be shepherd them, to worry them, but to get them to learn. If you see a fellow has a better machazikim. Okay? What does it say on Mem Zayin and Aleph Avi? By the two dots, the first long line? Go ahead, read that Gemara first. Amar Rav. Bimilva. Malva is the lender. The way you remember it, because he has four letters. The Lova has three letters, he's the borrower. The guy who has more letters has more money, he's lending. The Lova is the one who has less letters, he's the one who needs the money, he's a borrower. It's a good way of remembering it. Malva is the lender, Lova is the borrower, and Milva means what? What does Milva mean? Loan. So what does it say? Let's see, Mekadesh B'Milva. Why? Lohotzah? Period. Stop. What does Milva Lohotzah Nitna? Milva Lohotzah Nitna means as follows. If I lend David a $5 bill, does he have to pay me the same $5 bill back? No way. The loan goes up in smoke. It is given to be spent. That's what Milva Lohotzah Nitna means. It is not a deposit. It goes up in smoke. And therefore, if I lent the woman money, I lent her $5, and I say, you know what? I fell in love with you. I want to marry you. I want to makadosh you with that money. Don't pay me back. I haven't given her a thing. I haven't given her a thing. What happens if she didn't spend the $5 bill yet? So what? She doesn't have to give me that same $5 bill. You understand what I'm saying? It went up in smoke. It's not tangible. That's what milva lohotzah, what is literally the words lohotzah mean? Spent. It's given to be spent. She does not have to give me the same $5 bill back. So please keep in mind, if you want to become a flourishing Talmud Chochem, the first thing you think of when you see Mekadesh B'Milva is what? Two dapim. Vavim et Beis Abaye, Mem Zayinim et Alf Rav. Now, not today, but maybe we'll have to get back to why are there two different sugyas. Okay? But not today. Let's go back to our Gemara now. Go ahead, Avi. Let's go. Mekadesh B'Milva by us. Amar Abaye. Vavim and Beis. Go ahead.
Mekadesh B'Milva in Mekadesh.
Zok Rashi. Guys, look inside Rashi closely. Go ahead.
Mekadesh B'Milva to Amar. Kedashti li B'Milva Sheh Hiloi
Tich. I want to marry you with the loan that I lent you. In other words, you don't have to pay me back. Keep the $5, and I want to Mekadesh you. Zok Rashi. You have to give her something Mishas Kedushin, and since Milva Lotsa Nitna, and she was given the $5 bill earlier as a loan, and that already goes up in smoke conceptually, go ahead, Ukfar. It's already hers in the form of a loan. Go ahead. Yeah, she's chayav to give me other money. So I can't mekadesh with a loan. So let's get this, please. Please get this down. Number one, Okay? And this is very critical. Number one, when we talk about Mekadesh B'milvah, is the money still there or not? What do you say? So, the Rosh, the Ran, they all say, the Riazakin, the Ritva say, the money is still there. She still has that same $5 bill I lent her. And I say, oh, by the way, don't give it to me. I want to be Mekadesh you. It is still not good. We want to be Medayik from Rashi, the one you just read, Avi. What do you say according to Rashi? I would say the same thing, no?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say the same thing in Rashi? Yes?
Yeah.
Rashi's trying to say that even if the money would be sent, and you know what? If you look on Mem Zayin, Rashi says the same thing. Dibra Maskel Eina. Take a look, guys. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, where you just were at before, Eina. Rashi says it beferish. You see it, Avi? Eina Mekudeshes. Read the Rashi. On Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Please underline that there. Go ahead. Eina, it's a second wide line. Go ahead.
Eina Mekudeshes. Afilu Yeshana.
Yeshna.
Yeshna.
What does Yeshna mean? Even if there is Be'en, what does Be'en mean? Guys, what does Be'en mean? You got to know that word. What is Be'en? Tangible. It is there. Be'en. It exists. Even if the $5 bill has not been spent, it is not a good Kedusha. Done. That's what we want to say. Rashi agrees with all these other Rishon. There is no doubt. Now, the truth is, it's amazing. Is there any Rishon that says that Mekadesh B'milvah is good if she has the $5 bill? Yes. The Ravid says it's good. The whole sugya mayor of Mekadesh B'milvah and Mekadesh is when she spent the money already. If the money has not been spent, it's a good Kedushin. The Ramban, the Rashba quote the Ravid, and they say that what? Since he could collect it against her will, it's like Allah Lamais, it's like he was Mekadesh with it. And everyone, the Ramban, the Rashba, they're all holy on the Ravid. Cannot be. But the Ravid has this opinion that we're saying that Rashi and the other Rishon debunk.
How would you say that? Once he takes it, it's hers.
But Lamaisa, what he's saying is Milvah Lotsa Nitin is only literally owned when you actually spend the money. Not conceptually, even if I haven't spent it. He has a literal interpretation of what Milvah Lotsa Nitin Mina is. The Ravid. It's a big Kiddush. But I was thinking, and let's get this down. If you look in the Rambam, I think the Rambam's opinion might be the same as well. The Rambam has, in the Yad HaChazakah, in Hilchos Ishus, Perakei Halacha Gimel, listen to this lashon. HaMekadesh B'milvah Eina Mekudeshes Mishum Milvah Lo Tza Nitna. What's the lashon in the Rambam? The Rambam says, Shim Lo Hotziu HaDinar. The money has not been spent yet. HaRezu Mekudeshes. That's the way that Beis Shmuel learns in Simen Chav Chesif Kot Yudtes. He says it explicitly. So it's not just the Ravid Avi. Who is it? The Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says if that $5 bill has not been spent, you can Mekadesh B'milvah. Amazing.
Where is that Rambam?
Perek Hey Halacha Yud Gimel. Okay? That's against Rav. So what does that mean, Avi? I asked in the beginning of Shir, what does Abaye have to say the same thing as Rav? Rav lived the first before Abaye. Rav is the first generation of Mora. Rav's Daf Mem Zayin, Abaye's Vav Mem Beis. What's the answer? According to the Rambam and the Ravid now, it's a machlokas and sugyas. If the $5 bill has not been spent, is it good or not? Rav says it's still bad. Abaye says it's what? It's good. So don't ask me a kasha. Isn't he saying the same thing? No, they're being cholik. That's what, according, you can benefit according to the Rambam and the Ravid. That's why it's not the same sugya. Abaye is not repeating the same thing as Rav. Abaye holds that it's good kedusha if the money still exists, according to the Rambam and the Ravid. Amazing. The truth is, though, not everyone agrees to this Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa. Not everyone agrees to this interpretation in the Rambam. Okay? The Shar HaMelech, the Bir Hetev, they quote a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, forget about it. Even if the money is Be'en, it's as if she actually spent it. And that's why the Merkavah submission says, the Rambam Chas V'Shalom doesn't hold like the Ravid. The Rambam holds like other Rishonim, that even if the money's still there, it's Milvah Lo Tza Nitna, like Yonah said, it goes up in smoke, and it's not a good Kedusha. Lock, stock, and barrel. Okay? So they say that cannot be the approach in the Rambam. They interpret the Rambam that as if the money has been spent, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So it could very well be. And if you, I don't know if you noticed, did you look in the Riazakin here? The Riazakin actually interprets the Rambam And he says, when the Rambam says, for hotzi dinar, means that the man spent the money. He took the money out of his rishus when he lent it to her. See, the Tais Riazakin supports who? Supports the second pshat of the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, the Sharamel, the Bir Hetiv, that the Rambam doesn't mean lamaisa, that if the money's still around, it's a good kedusha. No way. The Rambam says, even if she has that $5 bill, we consider it to be as if it's been spent, and that's it. When the Rambam says hotzi dinar, what does hotzi dinar mean? It means the husband has lent her the money. Doesn't mean she spent the money. What's the Lashon of the Rama? Perakei Alach Yud Gimel. Lashon of the Rama, I'll read it. Amazing. The Ramam says, so the Ramam says like this, Hamakadish b'milva, filo haisa b'shtarayin m'kudeshes, keitzit kegon chayin etzlachov dina v'amal haram m'kudesh li b'dina sheish li b'yarchin m'kudesh, nishya milva lo tzah nitna, vein kan dover kayin l'nosbo mi'ata shekvar hotzio oso, dinar, v'avro mi'anoso. Hotzio usually means she used the money, but the Riazakin says he spent the money. It's a little bit shvir to Riazakin's shot in the Ramam. He says kvar hotzio. But there are two approaches in the Rambam, guys. But I want you to get it. If you hold the Rambam holds like the Ravid, then you know it's not the same sugya. It's a machlokas in sugya, right? If you hold like the standard Rishon, and we still have that kasha that we won't be able to answer today, the Rav has an answer for it, Zatzal. We have to try to come, we're not going to get the chance to say it today. But if you assume that Rav and Abai are saying the same thing, what's the difference between the two sugya? So Abai had to repeat the same thing? Abai usually would quote a previous generation Amor. Doesn't say Amor Abai B'Shem Rav, right? It says Amor Abai. Okay, very good. No, because we know Rav says even the end it's bad. That's what Rashi said. Yeah. Abai doesn't talk about it, so it's very possible that Abai holds Lamai said if it's the end, it will be a good Kedushin. Okay, excellent. Now, I have one more horror on this Rashi. Okay? Avi, you with me? Why did Rashi quote the Mucker from Stay Ephraim? Do you notice that? What does Rashi quote here? What do you learn from Stay Ephraim? That what? More than that, you got to give. What did Avram give Ephraim? Money. You got to give money. You can't give mechil. You can't cancel a loan. Canceling a loan does not do the job. You follow me? But why did he have to learn that out from the pusuk of Stay Ephraim? What's the other marker we have for Kesef? Yonah was just asking the other day, is it going to be cumulative? No, it won't be cumulative. But in Shemayim, for Olam Haba, right? It's got to be cumulative, right? Right? What was the other marker we have for Kesef? What was it? V'yatzachinam and Kesef. Yes? Wasn't that the other marker? So let me ask you a question. The Machna points out, he says an amazing chiddush. I want you to get this. He says, Mekadosh B'milva is bad only if you learn the marker from what? Stay Ephraim. That's a Rashi's quoting. But if your marker's from what? The Yatzachinim and Kosef, then Mekadosh B'milva would be good. Mekadosh B'milva would be good. Amazing, no?
Why?
Lamaisa. Because why? Because you learn from Stay Ephraim that what? You got to give money. The Yatzachinim and Kosef doesn't say you have to give money. Right? Doesn't say you have to give money directly. It says V'yatzachinim and Kosef that what? That when she goes free, the father gets no money. There's another scenario where he gets money. But it doesn't say Dafki's got to give money, like the mocker from that. Maybe that's emblematic of Hana, then. Right? Yeah, when you say Stay Ephraim, you're plugging into what Avram gave him. He gave him Kesef. When you say Yatzachinim Kosef, maybe he could say, oh, the father, the chassan has to give something. How do you know it has to be mamish money? Yatzachinim and Kosef.
Can you say that again?
No, because Avram actually gave. That was a story. That was an actual story.
Statement is.
That was a story. Yeah, well, why? You know, so why didn't the Gemara earlier make a tzrichusa? Remember we said, what was the tzrichusa on Daftal and Beis? You need two psukim? Remember it said, kiyikach, and what else? What did the Gemara say on Daftal and Beis? Elad. The Gemara said, you need both psukim. Kiyikach and yatzachinam. Why did the Gemara say this? You need both psukim, because if you just have yatzachinam, then you think Haval was good. But you need Kiyikach to tell me Haval is bad. Why did the Gemara say that? So what's the answer to that? Because it's a machloikis. The Gemara later on Daf Mem Ches has a shita that what? That Mekadosh B'milva is good. There is a shita that says it's good. And our Gemara want to make a tshichusa that's according to everybody. And that's what Davne Meluyim says. Davne Meluyim in Simen Chav Ches Sifkon Tedvav says, Halach L'maisa, that Davke Kedushin, You can't mimikadosh b'milva. Because we learn it out from what? Stay Ephron. There's a nesin of kesef. But let me ask you a question. If I sell a parking lot in Manhattan, and I say, don't give me the money, give it to the woman, I want to mikadosh her with that. Is that good? Yes. You know what that's called? Mikadosh b'mecher. If I'm mikadosh with a sale, that's considered to be good. Why is that good? Why is that good, Allah l'maisa? Because only thing that we exclude is halval. But mecher is going to be good. It's considered to be kesef. And I don't learn out kinyan karker from stay Ephraim. Taisa says, because maybe it's talking about a goy. You know, all the kinyan of a goy is kesef. So I want you to get this down. This Rashi, quoting the pasuk, is a chash of a zach, guys. What's the chash of a zach? The zach is that what? You have to give kesef. But maybe milva, what? Is bad. But if I learn v'yotzach kinyan kesef, maybe it would be good. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here, halacha l'maisa. And that's why, only davke kedushin you can't mekadosh b'milva. You learn out from stay Ephraim. But mecher l'maisa, you learn from another pasuk, maybe it would be good. Yes, Elad, go ahead.
Can we try to tie this back into whether or not you can mekadosh a girl with karka? Because technically, when you loan somebody money, you then have a shibud on her land. So let's just say you have a shibud of $5 on her land. Then if you were to try to say, okay, don't pay me back, you would technically just be mekadoshing her with that $5 of land.
Right. So most Rishonim said you can Mekadosh Bekarka, except for the Baal Iter.
Right.
The Baal Iter said you could not Mekadosh Bekarka.
But isn't that the same thing? Why do we not equate to the same thing?
Because the truth of the matter is the Shibu, which we're going to get to the concept, the Shibu that's created when you do a loan is questionable whether that's considered to be tangible enough to give her. Are you giving her something tangible enough to Mekadosh her?
Of course.
Right, but the question is it considered to be mamish, which we're going to get to. Is it tangible enough, the tangibility element? That's the issue. It's a very good point, okay? So we're going to get to it now. Okay, so that's the two chidushim I wanted you to get. Okay, Avi, back to Rashi. Let's go. Back to the Gemara. So Mekadosh b'milva is bad. Halacha l'maisa. Based on that what? Based on that din. Okay, what do we say now? What do you say? Yeah, if you're Mekadosh with Hanav alone, it's good. However, Aser, read on. Haramis Ribis. If you're Mekadosh with Hanav Smilva, Daniel, you with me? You have it in the Gemara? If you're Mekadosh with Hanav Smilva, it's good, but it's Aser to do that. Now, what does it mean it's Aser to do that? It's a side Iser. The Iser doesn't stop the Kedushin. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like a mitzvah baba veira. You steal a lulav and you shake the lulav, you're not yotze. The kedushin's good, kedushin's a kinyan, but you're going to have to clap al chet for something you did.
So ribis is a side iser?
Here it's a side thing called haramis ribis. Haramis means ribis min the rabbanan. Trickery ribis. Trickery ribis. Haram means a trick. Okay? It's a what's it called? A subterfuge. Where you try to get around something. That's an Issur Midrabanan. So the Issur Midrabanan does not affect the kinyan of Kedushin. Okay? Hanos Milv is good.
Why not though? You're doing a mitzvah of something bad though.
But it's a side thing. Because what is Kedushin? Not just a mitzvah, but what is it? It's a kinyan. It's a kinyan. So the kinyan's still going to be chal.
Okay,
maybe the mitzvah has been diseased because there's an Issur involved. But mitzad the kinyan's still strong. Yes? Okay? If a guy does a kinyan on Shabbos, he did a terrible thing. But is the kinyan chal? Poshup shat it's chal. Poshup shat it's chal, no? Remember we said the Gemara Bava Metzia? I don't know if I told you this year. Bava Metzia daf tesem and alf. Magbi Metzia larniki is kona. You pick up a money on Shabbos, you're not supposed to, you're kona. It is chal. Yeah, Yavid Lomahani, remember?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be chal, but it is chal. But you see, you did an Isser, and it's still chal. So too here, you got to remember that, guys. It's a key thing. Svi, I'm glad you brought it up. Kiddush is a mitzvah and a kinyan. The Isser probably, diseases the mitzvah. But it doesn't break the kinyan. You got me, Avi? It's Usser, Lasos, what came in the Aramis Rivis. Excellent. Go ahead in the Gemara. So what's the case between Hanos and Milv? What's the case? Go ahead. What's the case? Go ahead. You lend her $4. What happens? You want $5 back. Azkafa means you convert the loan. I give her four, I want five back. That's interest. Do you guys know what interest is? It's a terrible isser. There's a havim in its yarg val yavor in the Yushama. We paskin no. Yarg val yavor, yes. It's like you're denying Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Davdenezer says ribbis is the same letters as bris. The Jewish people are like a club. That's why ribbis is allowed to charge. You're allowed to charge minatorah to a goy. You're not supposed to minatorah, but it gets you in the habit of lending ribbis. You shouldn't even do it for a goy unless you need it for parnasa. But minatoraisa, let's get that din straight. Midiraisa, you're asur to lend a Jew with ribbis. You are allowed to lend a goy with ribbis. Midirabanan, though, they said you shouldn't even lend money to a goy with ribbis unless you need it for your parnasa. They made an allowance. Okay? But the Gemara has a havamina that it's denying the Abishter. So that's a ribbis and bris is the same letters. Yes? That's why by a goy minta Torah it's mutter. So you lent the girl $4. And I want you guys to get this. The definition of ribbis is schar hamtonis mos. It's called agar natar. Agar natar. What is agar natar? That means schar hamtonos mos. When I lend you $100, ribbis, when I lend you $100 for a month, Stephen, I did not have that $100 to invest. I want to be rewarded for the fact I had no money for a month. Therefore, pay me back $150. That's interesting. You follow me? That's how the Gemara defines ribbis. Agar datar. Avi, you got that?
Yeah.
Please get this down. You got to know this. Agar is reward for the waiting. Natar means waiting. Schar is the more, this is the more Lashon HaKodesh. Schar, that's Aramaic. Schar hamtonos mos. Reward for waiting of the money. That is what ribbis is. Plain and simple. And I am not allowed to charge a fellow yid that. Yes, when I gave Stephen the $100 for the month, I didn't have the money to invest. But so what? That's a chesed I did. I lent him the money. I don't know if you guys are familiar with something called heter iska. The Gemara has in Baba Basra, but we see a lot of cases of iskas. You really should never rely on a heter iska unless you're in a difficult situation. There's a story told that the Vilna Gaon had a dream. And a Baal HaBos came to him, he was all yellow in the dream. And the Gaon said to him, well, you're a great Baal HaBos, you're a tzaddik. What's going on? He said that the Beis Din in Shemayim doesn't like a heter iska.
That's why he did it.
I that's it, because you have to, in a bitty evident situation, it's allowed. So the Vilna Gaon says you should only try to do it from Rosh Chodesh El until when? Until after Sukkot. It's very hard to do that for those months. Everyone does it, Yonah. Everyone does it because people have no choice.
How's it literally translated?
Everyone does it.
What does it literally mean?
So this is what I want you to know what it means. What a heter iska is as follows. I give Stephen $100,000. You ready, Stephen? $50,000 is a loan. $50,000 is a deposit. What's a deposit in Lomdus? A pikadon. I want you to invest the $50,000 in deposit and make what? Make millions for me. Any money that emerges from a deposit is not called ribbis. Ribbis is only money that comes from what? The loan part. That's what a heter iska is. You write it up in a way where the augmentation of the money comes from what? The deposit part. Then that's how you skirt the problem of ribbis. But it's a haram. Okay, but I just want you to know that's in the base level what it is. Really shouldn't try to rely on it. Guy's a beautiful guy if he lends $100,000. If I lend $100,000 to Stephen and I say, you know, Stephen, you want to get your business started? No problem. Just give me back the $100,000 whenever you're ready. There are many guys that have done that. I know guys that do that. Okay, and there are guys that have been not getting any money back. Okay, but Lamais, they don't charge any ribbis and they don't write a banner at the risk. Okay? All right, let's go.
What did we say the Azkafa means?
What'd you say?
The Azkafa. What was the
transfer? Oh, so Azkafa is he converted the loan. He gave her, he said he lent it to her four, and he said, pay me back five. And then what does he say, Avi? He says, you know what? I don't want it. I don't want the $5 bill. I want to marry you with it. That's the case. Instead of you giving me the $5 bill back, I want to Mekadosh you with it. Daniel, you got me? Yes? I lent her $4. Ribbis is $5. I want $5 back. I say, you know what? Don't give me the $5 back. I want to Mekadosh you with it. Why is that not the case? Go ahead, Avi. Heiki Dami, read again. Get it down. That's not Haramis Ribbis. That's Ribbis D'Oraisa. That's called Ribbis Ktsutsa. Ribbis Ktsutsa is a Din D'Oraisa. What does a Din D'Oraisa mean? It's Minat Torah. If I lend Stephen the money, and I say, Stephen, at the end of the month, I'm giving you $100,000, I want $115 back. That is Ribbis D'Oraisa. You fix the loan, you fix the interest at the outset of the loan. That's exactly what I did with her. I lent her $4. I said, you pay me back a fifth. And then instead of her giving me the fifth, I'm a Kaddish woman. Why does the Gemara say also because of Aramas Ribbis? That's Ribbis D'Oraisa. That's Asher D'Rabbanan. So that cannot be the case of Hanas Milva. Said Hanas Milva, you're Mekadosh Hanas Milva, it's good, but what? But it's also because of Aramas Ribbis. This is not also because of Aramas Ribbis. This is also because of Ribbis Ktsutsa. That can't be the case. V'od?
V'od Hainu Milva.
V'od Hainu Milva. What's that kasha? What's V'od Hainu Milva mean? That's the exact case of Mekadosh B'Milva. Avi, you read two cases. Mekadosh B'Milva is bad, but Hanas Milva is good. But the way you're describing Hanas Milva is exactly a Milva. What do you mean? I lent her $4. I wanted a fifth back because of Ribbis. First of all, that's Ribbis D'Oraisa. Second of all, that's Mekadosh B'Milva. That's not Hanas Milva. Correct, Daniel? So that's not the case of Hanas Milva. Ella, so what's the case?
Isn't that the onto the milva, the fifth?
No, it's all part of the loan, Lamaisa.
Even though
that was all part of the loan. No, I set up the loan. The loan was, it became part of the loan. I set up the loan. I said, I'm lending you $4, give me back $5. That's all part of the loan. Becomes integrated to the loan. Vote Hainu Milva. That's the Milva. So those are two powerful kashas. Ella, so what does the Gemara say? It says low. Put a big period after the word low. A lot of people read it wrong. Low tzricha. They read it just like the way I just said it. Low tzricha. They don't pause. It's low period tzricha. I need this case to tell me the arvach lo zimna. What's arvach lo zimna? You extend the time of the loan. Means as follows. Please, let's get it. I lend a woman a money for a month. The end of the month comes, and I say to her, you know what? I'll extend the loan for you. You have no money to pay me back? She says, okay, fine. What does it cost to extend a loan? It costs money, guys. With that money, I want to Mekadosh you. With that hana that I am giving you to extend your loan, and it costs money to extend a loan. Don't get me wrong. However you want to say it, interest rates, whatever it is. But does it cost money, Daniel? Bet your bottom dollar it costs money. And since it costs money, you're being Mekadosher with that money. What's the din in that case? What's the din in that case?
Nothing.
You tell me, Hanas Milva. It's good. But there's a side issue of what? Ribbis. There's a side issue of Haramis Ribbis. Okay? It's a side issue of Aramis Ribbis. That is the case. Mekadosh B'Milva is bad. Mekadosh B'Hanas Milva is good. But there's a side issue of Aramis Ribbis. What's the case of a Hanas Milva, Mayor? An extension of a loan. Why is that good? Because that costs money. She got Hana with that. Why is that Ribbis? Because not only is he getting back what? Let's say I lent her $5. Not only am I getting the $5 back eventually, I'm getting a bonus. What's the bonus? I'm mirroring her. Right? I'm mirroring her. And that's $5+. And that plus is Haramis Ribbis. You got me, Avi?
The actual Gushan Ribbis?
Yes. Because it's worth something. He's going to get $5 back plus the Ribbis. Halacha l'maaseh. Let's see the Rashi inside. Okay? There's a lot we got to see here with this Rashi. Okay? You ready, Avi?
Yep.
Let's go. Look in the Rashi inside, guys. Let's go. Eilema.
So we're saying that it's
Hanas milva. What'd you say? I'm sorry,
it's
Ben.
It's usher to do that, to accept money, to extend a loan. That's our usher.
Yes. Amen. It's usher to do that. It's called haramis ribis. Accepting extra something for the extension alone is haramis ribis. And that's exactly what he's doing here. I didn't get any cash, but what did he get, Yonah? He married a woman. You understand what I'm saying? He lent $5. He's going to get $5 back, plus he's marrying a woman. That is, anytime you have a plus, that is ribis. Now, you have to clear whether that's ribis deraisa or ribis deraisa. You know what clear means? You have to pilpul. Okay? All right, let's see Rashi inside. Go ahead, Avi. Banos milve. Yeah, Gadari didi bramaska. Excellent. We're going to be masmer and ignore what it is. Go ahead.
Ilema des kapa. Meikara arba bekhudisha. Hashta amala hidashi li.
What does meikara mean? Originally, you said it was 4 for 5. Bahashta amala,
now. Now you're changing up and saying.
No, you're not changing up. Hashta amala hidashi li.
With the fifth.
Yeah, don't give me the fifth. I want to marry her. Yeah, so read the Rashi again. Ilema.
Ilema.
The Askafa.
Sorry, I lost it. Okay, Ilema the Askafa. The Kara Arba Bechamisha. Originally it was 4 to 5. The Hashta now. Amrullah Hidashi Mib is those commission.
Instead of giving me the $5 bill, I want to Makadashu. Yes?
Yep.
What is that called? Ribis Ktutza. Which is Ribis what? Diraisa. What does Ktutza mean? Fixed amount. Set. I want you guys to know this. We got it? There's so many people know nothing. So many guys know nothing about ribis. Okay? Okay? You got it? Let's look at Rashi now. Next Rashi. Guys, look inside. Ribis.
Ribis. Malaita.
What's Mal Yasa mean? It's excellent ribis. It's good ribis. It's Diraisa ribis. Vamai.
Vamai kare lay aharamas.
Why do you call it a trickery ribis, which is the Rabbanon? It's ribis legitimate. Ksusa. Go ahead. Hachi Garcinin. Every time, hey Gimel, Hachi Garcinin. Go ahead.
Hachi Garcinin, Beod, Hainu, Nova. She'af Hazuz, Hazek, Kvar, Mechu, Yevet, Ben.
That's what Ben was asking me about. The $5 bill became integrated in the loan. Right? When I lent the four, it was Mechuyev, she's Mechuyev to pay me $5. We said it like that. That's Ribis Bal Yosef. That's not Haram, it's Ribis. Next Rashi. Guys, look inside this Rashi. Okay, we got a lot to see here. Let's go. Go ahead. Arvach. Arvach. You know what? What did I tell you to do with the Lot Tzricha? Oh, excellent, Avi. Lo, a big period. Tzricha. No, that's not a tzrich, it is a chiddush. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibur Maskil. Let's see it again. Lo.
Tzricha to Arvach Lazman.
All right, Arvach. Arvach Lazman. Read it together. Arvach Lazman Halvaso. You elongated the date of the loan. Go ahead. No. The you read it. Lo tzrich to Arvach Lazman Halvaso. You lengthened the Zman of the loan.
Okay.
You read it together. Go, Amr La.
The Amr La, he dashed to me.
Beautiful. Let me ask you a question. I lent you $5 for a month. What would you give to another guy to convince me to give you another 2 months to pay it back? What would you give? At least 50 cents, more than a pruta. Or maybe you would give it to me directly. Either through another party or to me, yes?
Okay.
That is a worth of money. That's mama. With that, I'm a kaddisher. Go ahead. The afilu?
The afilu, the agar natar, lo dami kla.
What is agar natar? I have never heard of that phrase. There it is. I'm a magician. What is agar natar? What does agar natar mean? Classical schar of Amtonos Bals. That is not this case. Because it was not said at the beginning of the loan. It only came about later in the loan. When you want to extend it. So you can't view that as schar Amtonos Bals. The Amtonos Bals already was for a month. No? So you notice Rashi doesn't say why it's not dummy. He just says low dummy cloud. It's quite evident. Rashi's saying. Because Scharim Tonos, most of the month, I gave the money from Stephen. I didn't have my cash for a month. No, but at the end of the month, now that I'm saying to this woman, the extension of the loan, that's not Scharim Tonos Mos. That's just buying her time to pay the money back. That's completely different. That's not Ribbis D'Oraisa. That was set in later. Yes?
Yeah.
You got me? See, I was noticing Rashi didn't even say why. Because it's the Rapasha, why it's not Agarnatar. Go ahead. And if he elucidates to her and says, you know, the money you would have dished out to get a few more months to extend the loan, I want to be Mekadosh you with that. If he elucidates that, it's good. Go ahead. Oh, and it's Haramas Ribis, and it's not Ribis Gomer. Why not? Wow. Rashi says two things here. What does he say here? Why it's not Ribis Binatora, Daniel? He says you didn't fix the amount of money, and what else? What else? He didn't take anything from her. We're going to get back to this. Well, I want to finish the Rashi inside. There are two svaras Rashi gives why it is not Ribis Gomer. Number one, they didn't fix it from the beginning. And number two, he didn't take anything from her. What did I say Ribis is? You gave her $5. There's got to be a plus there. What was the plus to $5? He took nothing from her. Now, I'm thinking to myself when I'm reading the Rashi, he took nothing from her, Avi? What do you mean? He's marrying her. Isn't he taking her? He gets her. No?
He took it and gave it.
We're going to get back to it. But my quick response to that is, that's not considered to be something that is what? Unilateral. He has responsibility to her, towards her. He's got to feed her. He's got to give her bizonos, shir tusvona. So we don't, that's a wash. We don't view it as if he got anything. Do you understand? Another svar is, remember we said from Rabbi Chana Vasserman in the beginning of the year, that Kiddush is a kinyan nisr, it's esoteric, it's not tangible. She's not chattel, she's a human being. That's another thing, he doesn't get anything extra. Isn't he marrying her? Fine, but he has responsibility, that's a wash, number one. Number two, it's conceptual. Go ahead. Now, you got to get this. That's why we're going through this Rashi Klurk. Kol Shekain. Excellent, Milve. Kol Shekain, if he would be mochel the whole loan, and he would say to her, V'amar. Let's say he says, you know what? Let me give you an example of this. I lent her $5. Yes? Make it better. I lent her $50,000. If I'm mochel the loan, yes? Does she get hanah from that? Yes. What would the hanah be? She can have a good night's sleep. That's worth something. That's worth something. That's hanah. And that's, if he's mekadesh with that hanah, go ahead. The kol shekain, read again. The kol shekain. He's giving her something. That night's asleep is worth a prutah. So therefore, that's going to be good too. Aval. What'd you say? No, it's Hanas Milve. It's Hanas Milve. She owed me $50,000. I'm the cash with the Hanav. Make me mochel the loan. Now she can sleep well. That's a worth something. That's worth something. What's the actual coin? The next line. Look, read the next line. Aval what? That's the loan. Aval what? But if I try to mekadesh with the $50,000 I lent her, I'm not giving her anything. Go ahead. The $50,000 is in her reshuts. It's hers already. No, no. I want you.
Why is it the same
action? Because the question is, what am I mekadesh her with? If I be mekadesh her with the hana of the milchilas halva, that's good. Then it's not good because that's a loan. No, but it's more than that. Obvious. It's based on the words, but it's based on the lumdus of what gelt you're looking at. If I'm looking at the $50,000 cash that I lent her, that's hers already. I can't be mekanesh with, not giving her anything. But if I'm being mekanesh with the hanos, I'm giving her something right now. She can go to sleep at night now. And it's worth something. The mechila is something that's a hanah, lemaisa. You know, let's say I say to her, lemaisa, you know what? I've been wanting my lawn to be mowed for a long time. Lent her $50,000 with the hanah samilva, you know. Lemaisa, you know, she'll be able to what? She'll be able to sleep better, or the law. There's some worth it to, you know. There's some worth it to be. You know, I don't care about you paying me $50,000. It's worth what the loan is worth the mowing the lawn. So I'm saying that her having good night's sleep is like mowing the lawn. There's hanah. With that, I mean the kaddisha. Mowing the lawn is not such a good example. I think that giving the night's sleep is a better example. Yes, Phyllis, what do you say?
Why did Rashi have to say that it's not
Oh, we'll get to it right now. That's what we'll get to right now. Okay. We got a chlor now in the Gemara? Avi chlor?
Yeah.
So let's chazer it outside before we get to the Mahalach and Rashi. We didn't get a chance even to start the Taisis. Okay? Tomorrow we gotta work at the Taisis tomorrow. Work. Okay? Listen to this. How do I chazer over the Gemara? Abai says Mekadesh Bemilva, Enim Kudeshes. Rav says Mem's Ches, Mem Zayin and Aleph, Kadesh B'Milva, Enim Kudeshes. According to the Rambam and the Ravid, one pshat in the Rambam and the Ravid, if the money's still around, it's a good Kedushin. According to Moshe Shom, even if the money's around, it's not a good Kedushin. If you hold like the Rambam and the Ravid, then Abai is saying more than Rava. Rava said, if the money's around, it's still bad. Abai said, if the money's around, it's still good. You don't see Mekadesh B'Milva, remember? That's what we wanted to say. What's the case of Mekadesh B'Milva? What's the case? I give her the money, want to Mekadesh with it? Bad. That's for sure no good. What's the case of Mekadesh of Anos Milva? 4 or 5, that's Ribbis Ktsutsa. Plus the fact it's Milva. What's the case? Arva Klazimna. I extended the loan. That's only Nisr Drobanan of Ribbis. It's a side Isser. Yes? What happens if I'm a Mekadesh on Hanas Mechila, the whole loan? That's also good. Yes? Okay. Now, why is this not Ribbis D'Oraisa? Please, let's get it. Number one, Pashup Shad and Rashi. Rashi's saying two Chidushim here. Two Milas, okay? Rashi's saying two reasons why there's no Issa Ribbis. Number one, it was not fixed. Number two, he didn't take anything. So I want you guys to get this down. Very, very important, okay? First of all, the Stipler writes, I don't understand, and I think you were hinting to this, Avi. You know who the Stipler was? Who was the Stipler? Who was one of the Gadol Ador? He died in 1985. He was the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish. The great Gaon lived in Bnei Brak. He was the Rosh Koil of the Chazon Ish Koil. He has a sefer called Kehilas Yaakov, many Sforman Shas.
Where do you live?
Bnei Brak. He was a great Gaon. Unbelievable gong. He's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's father. So what does he write? He says, you know what? I think you were hinting to this, Avi. When you extend the loan, why can't you call that Ribbis Ktsutsa? It's a new phase in the loan, no? So he says, I want you to get this down. He says, in the beginning of his piece, he says, Rashi holds like the Rebbeim of the Rambam. Who are the Rebbeim of the Rambam? Perek Vav Halacha Gimel and Hilchos Ma'avav Aleiva. Yes, his Rebbe was the Rebbeim of the Rambam. His Rebbe was his father. His father's Rebbe was the Rimigash. Who with the Rimigash is the Talmud of the Rif. Remember, we've said before many times. There was Zlatnik. The Rambam says when he looked at his father, it was like he was looking at the Rimigash. That his father was a Talmud Rimi. He looked like the Rimigash. We said that Rabbi Zalman. That Rav Zelaznik Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Shalbim, learned was a Ben Bias by Rav Zalman Meltzer. He also looked like him. Okay, you ready? So the Stipler writes, the Rabos of Shoramam says, Ribbis Ktsutz is only when, Avi? The beginning of a loan. Not when you extend it. You follow me? And the Lechem Mishnah, the Pnei Yoshun Lechem Mishnah, say that Shittas Rashi here. Okay, beautiful. That makes sense. So when you extend it, that's not ribis ketutza. But there's a Ramban and Rashba that quote Rashi, and they hold that the ketutza is also later. And plus the fact that Tur writes in Yordaya, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, that Shitas Rashi is, the Tur presents Rashi as saying that a ketutza later on is called a ketutza. The Vilna Gaon doesn't agree with it. Kuf Samach Vav Sifkat and Zayin, and the Pnei Yoshua say that Rashi holds like Rabosef Shel Rambam, that in order to be ketutza, it's got to be the beginning of the loan, not an extension. But there are Rishonim that quote Rashi saying not that way, that the ketutza could be done later. Yes? So says the stipler, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the Rosh Shivan Ponovich, Zatzal. He says like this, the stipler Zatzal, and they say like this, and the Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Zatzal, say like this. Rashi's going Lafi the Rashba. Who's the Rashba? Who's the Rashba? The Rashba says, when you marry a woman, do you acquire her? No. So therefore, Kedushin is not considered to be Nesinus Rivas. So when he says 4 and 5, why is that Ribbis Ketutza? He didn't take from her anything. What's the answer? When you say 4 or 5, the woman's instead of the 5, yes? You follow me, Avi? When you do 4 or 5, the woman's instead of the 5. That's why it's Ribbis Ketutza. Because the woman's instead of the Kedushish is B'makom Kesef. So that's Ribbis Ketutza. The Ravid says it's like a Lach L'maisa. You know, you're Mechliv to give a guy interest. Another $100,000, Stephen. And I say, Stephen, give me $5,000 instead. $5,000 instead of $100,000. That's still ribbis. Because I'm viewing the $5,000 like $100,000. No. I lent you money and I have $100,000 interest on the loan. I say, you know, Stephen, give me $5,000. You're a Talmud. You're a good Talmud. Come every day. Come early. $5,000 ribbis. That's like $100,000. No. So that's a problem, Alach L'maisa. Because it's worth something to me, says Rabbi Chanan, O Slam and Hay. So that's what Rashi means. Please get it down. Shalok kutz lamidi. Kedushin is not ribbis. Because he didn't take anything. He didn't take anything. If he would be kaitzis, then the kedushin would be ribbis. So it's also possible to say that Rashi holds like Rabosef Shel Rambam, that ribbis ketutz is only in the initial part of the loan. When you elongate it, it's not considered ribbis ketutz. But Rashi was saying, but at least it should be avak ribbis. So Rashi says, no, I'm not giving the woman anything. The woman didn't give him anything. And that's what the Ran said. It's not avak ribbis either. What's avak ribbis? Ribbis the Rabbanon in a sense. You didn't take anything. Okay? It's also a milsa lo shchicha. Halacha lamaisa. So it's a little difficult because why Rashi couldn't have just said lo shak lamidi. But he said both things. I want you to get it down. So let's get it. What are we saying Shikas Rashi is? Ela that what? Why isn't that ribbis ketutza? Because when you what? When you set the fixed interest later on the elongation, the extension loan, that's not the beginning of the loan. That's number one. What's number two? Number two is you're not giving anything. Aren't you getting married? No, that's a kinyan isser. Plus the fact to wash. You're mechuyev to do something for her, we're saying. You're mechuyev to do something. So why was 4 or 5 good? Why was 4 or 5 a problem? Because that's considered to be in place of the what? The ribbis was mamish the kedushin. The ribbis was mamish the kedushin alach l'maisa. Okay, so that's the chiddush we want to bring out here. It's a kinyan isser, guys. Plus, the Ritva says it's like, what's the Ritva's lashon? What is the Ritva's lashon here, Ben? That the baal's kona woman is like his konan adon. He's responsible to her. He's responsible to her. He's got to give her kshir ksus v'ona. That's not considered to be like he got something. What is mesinus ribbis? You give me the ribbis, I don't give you anything. Halacha l'maisa. When you give ribbis, there's no hanah b'mashu nosin. The woman, you get hanah. Mesinus gufa. What do you mean, the husband is mechuyev to sustain her? That's not ribbis gemura, right? Ribbis gemura is unilateral. The mom is getting a bonus from the borrower. The lender's getting extra money. Here he carries with him responsibility to the woman, plus the fact that kinyan isser we said from Rabbi Chanan. So that's the pshat we want to suggest in Rashi. Okay, we got it? You got me now? That's what the chiddush in Rashi is. That it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be halacha l'maisa this din. Okay. Now, Avi, if you're mochel the whole loan, yes? What's the din? It's good, yes? If you're mekadesh with that. So let me ask you a question. Say the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, according to Sanos Masbir. So why did it mention Arvach Lozimna? This is like, this is shot in the Gemara. Why did the Gemara give that case? Why did the Gemara have to give the case of the extension of the loan? Just give a case who's Mochler and he's Mekadosh the Hanas Mechila. Give the case that Rashi says. Why did the Gemara have to get fancy and say Lo Tzrichad Arvach Lozimna? See, I did it again. I did it. I said Lo Tzrichad together. Lo Tzrich Arvach Lozimna. Why did the Gemara have to give that Arvach Lozimna? Just give the case of Hanas Mechila. It's a bomb kasha, no? What did the Gemara give the case of Anas Milva? Arvach Lozimna. Why did the Gemara just give the case that Rashi said? The case of Anas, Hanas Milva Mekudesh is the case of Anas Mechila, correct?
Who asked it?
This is what the Korban Asana Lo Zion asks, Lomaisa. Why did it mention this? So what's the answer, Avi? Let's get it down. This case has something it brings to the table more than the other case. By Hanas Mechila, there is no Haramis Ribis. This case is Hanas Ribis. And despite the fact that it's Hanas Ribis, it's still the good Kedusha. Okay? I want you to get that, please. The Chiddush of our Gemara is, despite the fact that there's a side issue of Haramis Ribis, it's still a good Kedusha. See, Hanas Mechila, there is no Ribis at all. You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara wanted Mechadesh that even if there's a side issue, it's still a good Kedusha. And the Ron actually writes in the second answer that Hanas Mechila maybe is not going to be good. Why would Hanas Mechila not be good, Avi? Please get this down. The Ron actually challenges Rashi in the second answer. He says Hanas Mechila may be bad. Why? Because what is she thinking about? She's thinking about the gelt. That she doesn't have to pay the $50,000. She's not thinking about Hanas Mechila. The Hana that she got that she could sleep well. She's just thinking about the money. So Arvach Lazimna is Dafka Hana. There is no money involved. Extension of a loan is Dafka Hana. Chazanish points out, but it's also an extension of a loan is what? You're giving her usage of the money. So maybe her mind is on the money, not on the Hana. Guess you have to say not that way. When you're extended a loan, you're rejoicing and saying how that you have extra time. You're not thinking about the usage of the money. That's what you have to say. You follow me? Arvach Lazimna is you're thinking about what? You're thinking about you have an extra 2 months, not about the usage of the money. If it's about the usage of the money, it should be bad. Okay? All right. Let's close with the following. Tomorrow we got to pick it up with the Tysus. We got so much to do. We got to work at this Tysus, okay? I want to close with this. I mentioned if you heard that the tour, when he quoted Jesus Rashi, is found where? And the tour is found where? There are four categories in the tour. Orachai, Yordea, Choshen Mishpat, and what else? Ibn Ezra. If I would ask you, where would you place Hilchos Ribis? Choshen Mishpat. Where is it? It's in Yordea. Ribis is in Yordea. Why? So Rav Shechter Shlito has a chiddush, which I want you to get, that the Isser of Ribis is not just Beinon L'chavero. The Dinim in Yordair, Beinon L'makom, Kashrus, Taras Mishpacha, Avelis, there's an element of Beinon L'makom when you deal with Ribis. Beinon L'makom. It is not just Beinon L'chavero. It upsets Hashem if you charge a fellow Yid ribbis. And that's why it is placed in what? In your day. To highlight this concept. That in fact, halacha l'maisa, it's not just simply Beinon L'chavero. There's an element of Beinon L'makom to it. And that's why, perhaps, halacha l'maisa, you could understand that there's a hava meaning. The Gemara says, like you're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't recognize that the Jewish people are special, that Hashem chose Dam HaNifchar? By you lending a fellow Ribbis Yid, you are denying that fact. And in a sense, you are denying the Abishur taking us out of Mitzrayim. And that's a hava meaning why it would be Yarav Yavo. We paskin no, of course, but at least there's a havamim. Because it's not just simply Ben Amla Chaveri ripping off a guy. There's an element of Ben Amla Mokl. Thereby, the Torah places geographically, not in Choshen Mishput, but in Yordea. Because it has this isser to it. Al Pidin. Okay? We got that, Clore? Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, we got to do Tosh, we got to do Chumash too tomorrow as well. Okay? Asher Yeshua Yitach Rukh Salam. Shem Kachalo, Shem Kachalo, Shem Shinu Yalof. Til Dovid, Rami Chalai, Mech Rosh Lundin. Clean Rukh Yalof, 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 Rukh Yalof,